Thank you. All right, we'll move to closing remarks in the interest of fairness. We'll start with Steve Kuntzman and go back.
A minute and a half.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming out.
Yes, 90 seconds, please.
All right. Thank you for coming out to this mayoral candidate debate. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate my colleagues here on council. One of us is going to be the next mayor, and we're all going to have to work together again. And we've been working together regardless of our differences, and I think that's important. That's the best thing for the city of Ann Arbor. But I'm running to give you a choice. If you have been a supporter of the past policies and the past politics, you have good choices. You have choices that have been praised by, Conan Smith, county commissioner, praised by Joan Lowenstein, DDA board member, and praised by John Heath, the mayor of Ann Arbor. You have those choices. I'm offering you a choice of someone that is not in that camp, that has not been, voting to for countywide transit where we're going to have buses pass cornfields, did not vote for a chandelier for the Justice Center using general funds, did not vote to put on, and I wasn't there for that vote, but to borrow $50 million for an underground parking structure that resulted in 500 additional parking spaces and four blocks of streetscape. That's the big difference. I run as a common sense Democrat, a fiscally responsible Democrat, and a Democrat that is living in low to moderate income neighborhood. I don't live in an upscale neighborhood. I don't, and not retired. I work full time, and I have a whole bunch of people that I represent that believe in me. I'm the only one on council that lives in a precinct where there's a mobile home park. So if you want to talk about affordable housing, if you want to talk about the working class, then vote for Stephen Kuntzman. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Sabre Briere. Closing remarks. 90 seconds, please.
I'm not going to talk to you about my economic status. Anybody who's been to my house knows that we're not living in a posh neighborhood. The idea that we play against each other that way strikes me as absurd, because we're not here to work for ourselves and we're not here for any other reason except to represent you. As a person who has been on this side of a vote and that side of a vote with the mayor over the years, important votes where I have agreed with him, important votes where I have disagreed with him, I want you to understand I make my own mind up and I don't belong to a faction. I don't even appreciate being told that there's a faction of against John Heath just up, because honestly, John is gone and we should get over him. 14 years, he's gone, get over it. Now we look at the future. And much as we may like John as an individual or we may agree with his policies, I'm not running against John and I'm not running to be John. I'm running because I think that my ability to listen to you and you and the people that I disagree with and actually create a solution for the problem that you're thinking about, whether it's the people, whether you and I agree on the end or we disagree, is not the point. The point is we work together. We work together to find a better way for Ann Arbor. And that better way is not one solution. There are so many solutions for our community. I don't want you to be misled by the idea that we either turn back or turn our backs on the past. I'm running for mayor because I really, really believe Ann Arbor is a place where you should not just live, but you should thrive. A place where we want the next generations to live and thrive as well. I'd love your support on August 5th and again in November. Thank you.
Thank you. Closing remarks, Christopher Taylor. 90 seconds, please. Thank you.
So thank you very much for this. This has been a pleasure. I love these forums. It's an opportunity to speak with our residents, and this is the good stuff. So thank you. I'm running for mayor because I think it's important that Ann Arbor's next mayor have the temperament, experience, and judgment, to work every day to maintain and improve the quality of life for people in Ann Arbor. That's the bottom line. I think that Ann Arbor, that we're doing all right. We're in the right directions. We're not perfect. We have areas where we can improve, but I think we're doing okay. If I'm mayor, I'd like to work on two piles of things. I'd like to work on all the basic services that it's the city's pleasure and obligation to provide. Public safety, streets, snow, water, all these things, Ann Arbor, we simply need to continue with them. We need to improve them day in, day out. Like I said up front, if we were to do these things exclusively, our city would be a boring place. It wouldn't have the character and that we have come to love. And so I think we need to do other things. We have progressive values that we need to live up to. So I'm eager to work with respect to affordable housing. I've been on the Parks Commission for 6 years. That is fundamental to our quality of life. Our parks need to be beautiful and well-maintained. I intend to focus on that. The environment, Ann Arbor is an environmental leader, and it ought to be. And so I want to do everything I can to help Ann Arbor lead on climate change. We can't solve the problem, but we can do our part, and we ought to. And finally, people in Ann Arbor need to get around. They need to get around in public transit. They need to get around in non-motorized transit, pedestrian safety. These things are terribly important, and I will focus on them. And our downtown needs to be vibrant and active. It's the core of our city. It makes, I think, all of our neighborhoods better. It has a character, and we need to maintain it. Finding that balance between the inevitable change that's going to come and between the character that we all know and love, that's the thing that we need to focus on, and that's what I'd be excited to do as your mayor come November after your vote on August 5th. So thank you very much. I appreciate the conversation. If you have any questions or follow-up, please just contact me. Thanks.
Thank you. And our final closing statement from Sally Hart Peterson.
Thank
90
you.
Seconds, please.
I want to address experience, and specifically that I've been on City Council for 2 years. I want you all to consider my full scope of experience. I've been in Ann Arbor for 18 years, and during this time, I've held leadership positions in the private sector, the nonprofit sector, as well as now the public sector. This cross-sector experience provides me with a fresh perspective, new resources, new knowledge, and new skills and abilities this city needs now while we're on the cusp of growth. This is why I was elected to City Council as supposedly an outsider 2 years ago, and that's why it makes me the best candidate for mayor. In the 2 years I've been on City Council, I've taken two initiatives that have the ability and potential to transform Ann Arbor. The first is the creation of the Economic Development Collaborative Task Force. This is low-hanging fruit. The need for a prudent economic policy has always been there. Just nobody has recognized it until now. The second thing is moving the city toward an ethics policy. This was something that was tried before and it faltered because it was not the appropriate approach. I used an approach that was very careful and took step by step by step. Again, my pragmatic business experience helped me understand what was the appetite for City Council now to be able to digest something as big as a city ethics policy. Finally, I've spent a lot of time speaking with my constituents, town hall meetings, going door to door, and here's what you've told me. You want a mayor who is open and inclusive, a mayor who stands for the homeless and the housed, regardless of ability, one who is open-minded, fair, unencumbered by bias, and trustworthy. I will be that mayor.
Thank you. And I'd like us to give a hand to our organizers and helpers, Susan, especially Nora and Mary, and my co-moderator, Jim Simpson, who made the... And also a big round of applause to our candidates, one of whom will be the mayor. We're going to have a Democratic mayor. Thank you very much. Our next forum will be next month, July 12th, second Saturday of the month, 9:30 here. It will include all of the candidates, Democratic candidates for Ann Arbor City Council. So I hope you'll join us for that. And if you have other information you'd like to share with us, please look us up on Facebook or go to our website. You can always send us things for posting. Thank you very much. Have a good day, everybody.